ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
निद्रया क्रियते नष्टम् व्यवायेन च वा वयः निवा अचेहया राजन् कुटुम्ब भरणेन वा निद्रया ह्रियते नष्टम् व्यवायेन च वा
वया
जिवा चे हुया राजन् कुटुम्बभरणेन वा
कुटुम्बभरणेन वा
निद्रया ह्रियते नष्टम् व्यवायेन च वा
वया
जिवा चे हुया राजन् कुटुम्बभरणेन वा। Translation: the lifetime of such envious householders is passed at night, either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime, either in making money or maintaining family members.
निद्रा ह्यति नक्षम बबायेन च वा वयः दिवा चाते हया राजन् कुटुम्ब भरणेन वा। दिस इज द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द पर्सन्स हु आर ब्लाइंड अपुस्तकामात्म तत्त्वम। यस्टरडे यू डिस्कस दिस वर्स। अपुस्तका मीन्स वन who does not see apusata. Pasati. Pasati means one who sees. And apusati, one who does not see, blind. So, there are two kinds of men within the world. Pasati, apusati. Simply having the eye, one cannot see. This is not, because our senses are imperfect. Yes, we see every day the sun, just like a small disc. But it is not a small disc, it is 1400,000 times bigger than this planet. Therefore, our sensual perception is not all. That is not perfect. We are deficient. We commit mistake. We are illusion. We cheat. And our senses are perfect, imperfect. As such, there is no possibility of having perfect knowledge by condition. So, that is not possible. We have to receive knowledge, therefore, from the Supreme Perfect. That is real knowledge. Just like we have got experience. Then nobody knows that there is soul. Nobody knows. But we have to receive the knowledge from the perfect person, Krishna. Krishna says there is soul. देहिनस्मिन् यथा देहि कौमारयोगिनः तथा देहान्तरम् अहि अस्मिन् देहे इन दिस बॉडी देयर इज द प्रोप्राइटर ऑफ द बॉडी द सोल। बट इफ यू वांट टू सी सम रास्कल सेज शो मी वेयर इज सोल ही कैनॉट सी बिकॉज ही हैज नो आईज टू सी। These modern materialistic Marxian persons, they want to see everything, but he does not understand that his seeing power is very limited. If the light is off immediately, he cannot see. So what is the value of your eyes? Why you are so much proud to see everything? Can you show me God? Can you show me the Source? You cannot see. You have no eyes to see. And what you cannot see, you can hear. Just like a blind man is sitting, he cannot see. Somebody comes, he inquires, he has come here. Now, if somebody says, it is such and such person, by hearing only, he can understand, oh, such and such person has come. So, seeing is not extremely perfect experience. There are other senses. So, which is beyond sense perception, you have to hear. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is called Shruti. You have to hear, not by seeing, simply by hearing. Savanam. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasivanam, archanam bandhanam dasam, sakhamatam devanam. If you want to know the Supreme, then you have to hear from Him. Just like about Krishna, we have to hear from Him. Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaking everything, all Vedic knowledge is Krishna. Krishna speaking. How Krishna speaking, that is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Jida Aditavari. Krishna spoke to Brahma. Aditavi means Brahma. He spoke to him. And if somebody says, Brahma, when Brahma was born from the lotus flower, there was nobody there. So how he could hear from anybody? Therefore, Bhagavad says, Tene Brahma Rida. Rida means through the heart. Through the heart, you are educated. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Chaitra Guru. Chaitra Guru means the Guru who is sitting within your heart. Chaitra Guru. But he does not speak to anyone. He speaks to everyone. But only the devotee can hear. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satatayuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadani buddhi yogamukam jiva mamupriyasi. Unless you are a devotee, unless you are constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, He will not speak to you. He speaks, but you cannot hear. You have no ears to hear Him. That is not possible. Krishna is speaking, there is Krishna is speaking in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. This is open speaking, but who is hearing? Nobody is hearing. Nobody is hearing. They have got their own conception of life. Therefore, unless there is mercy of Krishna, there is no possibility of understanding Krishna. Atasya Krishna namadi navhavet jaisam indriyai. By your this blunt material senses, you cannot understand what is the name of Krishna. Namadi. That's all right. Atasya Krishna namadi. That's all right. Why you're bothering? Atasya Krishna namadi navhavet jaisam indriyai. In this blunt material senses, you cannot understand what is this Hare Krishna mantra. It requires purification of the senses when you will understand what is Krishna's name, Namadi, what is Krishna's form, what is Krishna's quality, what is Krishna's entourage, what is Krishna's pastime. You cannot understand. How will you understand me? Srimad Mukhi Hiju Vado Swami Vaspuratana when you are engaged in the loving service of the Lord, beginning with your tongue, sevanmukhihi yubhado, by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra and taking prasada. In this way, gradually, when you will be purified, you will understand what is Krishna. He will reveal, Krishna reveal. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samadrita. For others, he is covered in yoga maya, started. But for the devotees, he is open. This is the secret. Vedeshu dullabha arur rabhaku bhaktau. If you simply study Vedas, you will never be able to understand Krishna. Therefore, so many so-called Vedantis, they do not know what is Krishna. They consider Krishna as ordinary human being. Abhijananti mana mūḥa mānasimtanuvāsita. So the mūḥa, the rascals, they cannot understand Krishna. Only the devotees. Vakyavāma vijānāti javān jasyāmi tattata. If you want to understand Krishna in truth, then you will have to accept this process, bhakti. Krishna never said that by jnana, by yoga, by karma, you can understand. No. Vakyavāma vijānāti javān jasyāmi tattata. Tato vāvan tattato gatya visate tad anantaram. These things are. So, the Grihamedhi, as I have described last time, they are not interested, Grihamedhi. Apasatamātva tattva, Griheshu Grihamedhina. Griheshu Grihamedhina, those who are simply attached to this bodily conception of life, they are unable to see the truth of Satamapatattva. They cannot see. Their only business is, that is described here, Nidriyāhyate Natyam. Yes, come in that. Their business is, this apasatamātva-tattva, those who are blind, those who cannot see the ātva-tattva, what I am, such persons, their, what is their business, occupation? That is the distinction between devotee and non-devotee. A non-devotee, he is very much happy by sleeping. We have seen it practically in Western countries, you know very well. If they can sleep 24 hours, 5 hours, instead of 24 hours, they think that they are getting some profit. Not only Western countries, I have seen about 50 years ago, in Calcutta, the office peon, they took letters for distributing to other men. But what do they do? They will sleep at Jalal's square with the peon book. I'm saying, they thought that this sleeping is our game. We are getting a salary, that is another game. But because without working, I'm sleeping now for 3 hours in Jalal's square, it is also another game. So this is the conception of the So sleeping is also pleasure. But for the devotees, for advanced devotees, just like Goswami is in Vrindavan, Sirup Sanatana Bhakta Raghuna, they conquered over sleeping. Nidrahara Vihara Kadu Viditau. Viditau, they conquered over sleeping. That is required. Just like Arjuna is at this Gurakesha, he conquered over sleeping. to conquer by sleeping is the success of life. Not to be servant of sleeping. That is not required. That is for the conditioned soul. Nidra hyate inastam. For conditioned soul, therefore you have to practice. Nidra harav viharakadi vijito. Sri Gaurana gunanuvat gunanu vannane saddhanito nidra harav viharakadi vijito chattanto vinauchaju. This is the description of the Goswami. Rupa Goswami used to sleep generally 1.5 hours only. And that is also sometimes not sleeping. That is the description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, to increase sleeping is no qualification. To decrease sleeping. Ahara nidra vayamayinsunamcha samannametat pasubhivarana. Eating, sleeping, sex life, and defending. This business is meant for the animals. So we have got the animal portion of our life because we are animals. Unless we come to the Krishna consciousness point, we are simply animals. Those who are working on the bodily concept of life, whole day and night, they are simply animals. Their business is to sleep as much as possible at night. Nidya hyate inastam. Otherwise, babayina sabhavaya. Babaya means sex. Two business at night. Either sex indulgence or sleep. This is atma-tattam vasyata. Apasyata. Those who are awakened to the atma-tattam, they will simply think how much time I have wasted. That is, abhattakalattam. Abhattakalattam. A devotee should be always alert whether he is wasting time or utilizing time. That is devotee's business. This nidra hyate inastam or babayana kavavaya. This is wasting life, wasting time. It should be minimized as far as possible. This is not required. This is the bodily necessities of life. And we have to come to the spiritual platform. We have to be engaged only in spiritual activities. But those who are not interested in self-realization, there must be some engagement. There are two things, Krishna or Maya. That's like darkness and light. Where there is Krishna, there is no darkness. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Anmata. Maya is just like darkness. And Krishna is just like sunlight. So as soon as there is sunlight, there is no darkness. Just like this is night. What does it mean, night? When there is no sunlight. Sunlight is there, another part of this globe. But here there is no sunlight, therefore it is darkness. Similarly, as soon as we are not Krishna conscious, there is Maya. Immediate. Either Maya or Krishna consciousness. If you are not in Krishna consciousness, then you should understand that you are in Maya. And if you are in Krishna consciousness, then there is no Maya. Māmi vada prabhadante, māyā mi tāṁ tarantite. These are the open description. Anyone who is fully surrendered to Krishna, he has no Maya. Now, this does not mean that we shall completely exclude sleeping. That does not. Just like Goswami, they were liberated person, but they are also sleeping. Because we have got this body, sleeping, rest is necessary. But we cannot neglect this body. But not that, that we shall increase the necessities of life. Increase the necessities of the body. That is Rupa Goswami. Has been Nirbandhe, Krishna Sambandhe, Gipta Vairagam. We have to mold our life in such a way. What is that? Anasattvasya vishaya jatharam upajanjat. This is vishaya. Vishaya means this ahara nidra bhaya maitra. This is called vishaya. Vishaya does not mean one is very rich man. He is vishaya. No. Anyone, any very poor man, if he is attached to this eating, sleeping, mating and defending only, he is a vishaya. Lochandas Thakur says, Vishaya Chariya Serase Moji. One has to gradually give up, minimize this Vishaya. Vishaya means Ahar Nidra Bhaya. Vishaya, Rupa Goswami gives the instruction, Anasaptasya Vishayan, Anasapta, no attachment. Sleeping required, but not for attachment. Somebody is leaving for sleeping, and somebody is sleeping just to give a rest to the body. Similarly, eating up. Eating is not private. You have to eat because you have got this body. But not that simply for eating and eating. This is called Jitta Vajrana. Rupa Goswami says, Anasaptasya, don't be attached to the Vishaya. Eating, sleeping, that I have to eat so much. I have to satisfy my palate. I have to eat this thing in the restaurant. No. You eat simply just to keep your body fit. Not extra. Atyahara prayasasya prajalpo nyamadra. Don't eat more than it is required for maintaining your body. Similarly, don't sleep more as much as is required for maintaining yours. Don't have sex life more than it is required. They are allowed. Just like Krishna says that sex life, which is not against religious principles, that is ahara. Sex life against religion, what is it? Avaidha Srisanga. Avaidha. Illicit sex life. That is against religious principles. Otherwise, to get married and to beget nice children, Krishna conscious children, according to Shastra, that sex life is not forbidden. Krishna says, yo, dharma virodhi kama aham, which is not against religious principle, that kama, that kind of lust I am. But not for other persons. In this we have to move our life. If we actually interested to become free from this dharma mitra jara badi dukkha dosa anudarsana. If we actually want to get free from the repetition of birth, death, old age and disease, that is our real problem. People do not understand that this is our real problem. They are simply engaged in some temporary problem. The real problem is, then why I am dying? In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, na hannate hannamane sarire. The soul does not die even after the destruction of this body. So, why my body should be destroyed? This is real inquiry. Why can I not get a permanent body which will never be destroyed? Yes, you'll get takta deham punarjanma naiti mami pitaunti akushasya. You get the permanent body. After giving up this body, tattva diham, punarjanmanaki, you do not get again material body. Then where shall I go? Mameti, you come to me. If you go back to home, back to Krishna, then as Krishna has lost eternal body, never to be destroyed. Similarly, Krishna has got eternal. You don't think that Krishna has got a body like that. Just like Krishna, when he was inquired by Arjuna, Krishna says that this Bhagavad Gita philosophy, I spoke first of all to the sun god, that you have calculated it is about 400 million of years ago, he said. How does he remember? That means he does not change his body. We forget because just like in our last past birth, Now I can remember, not all, but some of my incidents of my life I remember. But I do not remember anything of my past. Death means forgetting about the past. Because I have changed my body, I have forgotten. But anyone who does not change his body, he does not forget. And that is the proof that Krishna's body is not ordinary body. Anyone who thinks Krishna as one of us, he is a mula, abhijananti mana mula. Abhijananti mana mula manasintanu masita. Because he comes that like a human being, we consider that he is also a human being. So, it is a great science. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj inquired about Krishna and Sukadeva Goswami described and he immediately said, Varyanasate Krishna, your question is very glorified. Jagar Lokahitam. It will be Varyanasate Krishna Krito Lokahitam Jagar. Varyane sate prasna krito loka hitana nipo atavi sammato pumisa sotobhyadi si japara krishna prasna and krishna answer. So answer is sotobhya. So sotobhyadi we are hearing so many answers. Just when you go to the market, we are question and answer. There are so many questions, so many answers. But this Krishna question and Krishna answer, sutubhyadi su jat para. Para means superior or transcendental. This is not material things. Narayana para of the pure. Anything about Narayana, that is not of this material world. That is of the spiritual world. Therefore, Krishna question and Krishna answer, they are not material things. Therefore, if we always engage ourselves in Krishna question and Krishna answer, Sravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu, that way it is called Vishnu. Not that any other Sravanam Kirtanam, only Vishnu. Vishnu means Vishnu Tattva, Ramadhi Murti Sukalaniyam Invatishthan. Vishnu Tattva means Ramadhi Murti. Ram, Vishnu, Brahma, Krishna, there are so many. They are described. They are Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva, they are different tattvas. So, Samanam Kirtanam, if you engage yourself in Samanam Kirtanam, that should be for Vishnu, not for anyone else. Samanam Kirtanam, Vishnu. Smaranam, meditation, that is also Vishnu. The yogis, those who are actually yogis, they meditate upon the Vishnu Murti within the heart. Dhyanavasthita-tadgatena manusa-apasantiram yogino. Yogis, they meditation, Vishnu. This Krishna prasna, Krishna question and Krishna answer, this is lokahita. Anyone hears, in another place, Sri Bhagavad says, Simnathana Sapatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtan. About Krishna, if you hear and speak, it is automatically Punna Savana Kirtan. As it is said, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So, this Savanam Krishna Vishnu means Punna. Punna Savana Kirtan. Even if you do not understand anything, if you simply sit down silently and give oral reception to the sound vibration of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you become pure. Punna Savana Kirtan. Sinnathana Sapata Krishna. Punna Savana Kirtan. Simply by hearing, you become pious. Because we are all in pious. Unless you are impure, you don't accept this material body. Then maybe the difference of degree. That does not matter. Anyone who has come to this material world is to be considered as impious. Therefore, Krishna says, Aham Tva Sarva Papi Bhavasya. Because all of us are now in this material body, means there is papa. Otherwise, why there is? It's like in the prison house. Anyone, he may be Gandhi or he may be a small pickpocket. Anyone who is in the prison house, it is to be considered that he is criminal. He is a criminal. In the eyes of the government, we may worship Gandhi, that's all right, or any political leader. But government thinks that he is a criminal. Similarly, we have to accept the government's decision. Krishna's decision. Krishna's decision is that anyone who is in this material world, beginning from Brahma down to this small act, some or other, they are criminal. Krishna bhulya jivi bhogavan chakare, pasate maya kare japutya. The maya's business is to capture. This guy, criminal, is arrested by the police. Similarly, maya is also engaged for this purpose. Anyone who forgets Krishna, anyone who wants to enjoy life, imitate like Krishna. But Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Bhokaram, Jankutamutam, Sarulokumahisram, he is the enjoyer. But we are imitating. Sometimes we say, I am Krishna, I am God. This is our disease. We want to imitate Krishna, we want to become Krishna, we want to enjoy like Krishna. This is brahma. So long we have got this propensity, we are Siddhu. This is the substance. Therefore Krishna says, Aham Tva Sarva Papi Bhavo. If you surrender unto me, because you have rebelled against me, rebelling against me, you have come to this material world to endure. So I have given you all chances. I have given you the chance to become Brahma, to become Indra, become Chandra, to become Nikshan, to become Gandhi, to become Jawaharlal Nehru, to become ant, to become cat, to become dog. I have given you all chances. And you are enjoying, but you are not successful. Now, if you have got sense, just surrender. Sarva dharma sajya, mamitam saravam. Aham tva sarva papi bhavo mati. If you actually want real happiness, then you surrender to me, I will give you protection from the sinful reaction of life. So, those who are very grossly sinful, their business is sleeping. Nidra yatinattam, to sleep at night, or to indulge sex life. Babaya means sex life. So, babayana chava baya, the baya means duration of life. The more you indulge in sex life, your duration of life is reduced. That is the scientific method. Therefore, the yogis, they give up sex life. It is very good science. The breathing. During sex life, there is more breathing. So, the more you misuse your breathing, your duration of life is reduced. And if you can preserve this breathing, then you can just increase your duration of life. Why people are dying nowadays? 50 years, 60 years, 70 years? No, one should live for at least 100 years. But because they unduly indulge in sex life, they die early. Their duration of life is reduced. So these people, apushyatam atma-tattvam, those who are ignorant of the atma-tattvam, they indulge in nidra-adhyapinasam bhavayanasva. This is their ninth business. And day's business, what is the day's business? Jiva-chati-hayarajam. Daytime, where is money? Go there. All right, take money. Then have to utilize it. Kutumbha-bharane-nava. Then go to the shop. purchase this thing for my wife, for my children, for this, for that. So, money earned and spent and nights, sleeping and mating, then where is your time for cultivating Krishna consciousness? Huh? This is the position. Āpaśyatāṁ āpadattam griheṣu griha-mevinā. Those who are blind, they do not know what is the value of this life, this human form of life. They are busy in these things. Āpaśyatāṁ āpadattam. But actually this life is meant for understanding ātma-tattva, athāta brahma-jijñāsa. This life is not meant for like cats and dogs, eating, sleeping, mating and defense. This is all cash and dog business. Therefore, those who are engaged only in these business, jasma, jasnata, buddhi, kunapi, tidhātati, sadhikkalatra, disubhau, vajjudhi, jatita, buddhi, salile, natarhisi, janesu, avikinsu, saiva, gokha. Gokhara. Gokhara means, go means cow and khara means ass. Those who are acting on this bodily concept of life, they are no better than cows and asses. Therefore, one who is inquisitive about ātma-tattva, one who is inquisitive about Krishna, and such prasna, such inquiries as Parikshit Maharaj did before Sukadeva Goswami, he welcomed it immediately. Balyāne sati prasna. He has questioned very nicely about Krishna. Lokahitam param nipah. It is not only good for you, it is good for all the people of the world. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not a sectarian movement. It is good for all human beings. Because as soon as there is question of Krishna, people in here, actually it is happening all over the world, especially the younger generation, why they are taking interest. Because lokahitam, they are understanding that it is beneficial. Every student, every disciple, they write me letter. How much they feel it? They are feeling grateful that we have got something. Oh, we have given us something. Because I am not giving, it is not my property. I am simply informed that here is Krishna. And the life's business is to become a devotee. Krishna says, this is your business. So, anyone who becomes engaged in this lokahitam, beneficial to the human society, he will be happy. But he has to control over these things. These animal propensities should be controlled. Then it will be impetus, it will be acceleration to advance in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, you have got this restriction. No illicit sex life, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication. If you can control, if you follow these regulative principles and regularly chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, gradually, you realize everything. Param Vijayati, Sri Krishna Samadhi, Krishna. This is the actually understanding of Bhagavatam. We are speaking on the second canto. So, Bhagavatam should not be finished. Now they have become, made a business, they have finished within 7 days. Bhagavat Sapta. Oh, and they will understand Bhagavat. One sloka he cannot understand in 7 months. One sloka. Janma Abdaksa Jata. How hard he will understand? This has become a business. The Bhagavat never says, that you hear for 7 days. Never says, we have read. There is no mention in the Bhagavad that Bhagavad should be heard for 7 days. No commentator. There are many, many big commentators. Siddha Swami, Jiva Goswami, and Vishnu Chakravarti, Vilalavacharya, Madhavacharya, so many big things. There are, nobody has mentioned about Bhagavad Sapta. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nittam. Daily. What do you understand? What is your merit that you will understand? So everything has become professional. So, therefore, people are in darkness. One should be very serious. Serious to understand the teachings of Bhagavatam. Then he will actually make profit and make a successful life. Nityanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Nitya Vijukta. This Krishna consciousness movement is meant for engaging the people 24 hours in Krishna consciousness. 24 hours. Not that partial. 23 hours and 60 minutes I spoil myself in the Nidra Hyati Nastam and for 15 minutes I make some Krishna consciousness. No, that's not that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Sinadati Smriti Notarodati Saisna, Amani Namanadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Sadah means 24 hours. You should have to mold your life in such a way that 24 hours you will be thinking of Krishna. Manmana Bhagavan Bhakta. That will make your life happy. Thank you very much.